Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good night.
Well, good night. What's happening, man?
Ain't shit. Yo,
a lot of Wynette problems right now.
Yeah, I don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, bad news. I'm sorry. We have a guest today, Mr. FAB. I got bad news. What? This podcast isn't going to exist anymore. No, it will, but there are problems right now.
What's the problem? Right, tell me later.
I'll tell you later, but well, let me just say this. So the stream, I won't explain everything, but I'll tell you this. Yeah. The iTunes stream is down.
Okay.
I'm going to fix this ASAP, okay?
Of just ours or a whole iTunes problem?
No. It's an us problem.
Okay.
So that's gone. So when you go to Juan Epstein, it's blank. It's just blank.
All right.
It exists, but it's blank.
That's not.
Okay, but as that happens, the next day, I was like, all right, so what we need to do right now, we'll just rely on SoundCloud for now. And then I go to my SoundCloud and it says, this user does not exist.
What?
And I go, well, this doesn't make very much sense.
Oh, did we get hacked or something?
It must be a hack job. So I reach out to SoundCloud. I'm like, yo, I got hacked. I need y'all to fix it. Blah, 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 blah. They write back and they go, no, you were not hacked. Your account was removed because you violated our terms of service multiple times.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
And I was
wait,
like,
but they send you a warning when you violate, though.
Right.
To an email you don't check.
Yeah, you have a weird email.
I remember seeing one of the emails about a Drake record that I played, right? Uh-huh. It's an automatic flag. It's not like the label would actually want my shit removed.
Yeah.
But it's an automatic flag. I saw the email said the track has been removed. So I just thought, all right, well, remove the track. I don't give a shit. That's fine. I didn't know that if it happens again, we're not going to say anything to you.
Email.
I'm sure you should probably read the.
I read emails. Yeah,
you would read the whole thing.
I read the whole thing. Yeah, there's like a message where you should read the whole thing. It's important. Yeah. Something important's happening.
Right.
So I read it.
Yeah, I didn't read the whole thing.
Okay.
So now my SoundCloud is gone.
All right.
Now, fortunately, I have another SoundCloud that I got a while ago. Juan Epp. Juan Epstein or Juan Epp podcast or something.
Okay.
So we're going to live there for a second until we get everything back up and running.
Did you speak to them? Are they going to fix
SoundCloud?
It? Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can really do is have the labels reach out on my behalf to remove the flags.
Oh, so do that.
Well, I did. So I reached out to Jay Grand.
Yeah.
Who hopefully will help me with the Sony one. I have Universal and I have Sony.
Nah, but there's got to be a way to talk to them.
I know. It's like, guys, I'm not some boot. Like, yeah, you're just confusing me
not
with
not a bootlegger.
I'm not a bootlegger. It's a radio show.
People want you to play their shit. Now, I understand the terms and services that you already checked the mark that says I agree.
Right.
But there's some leeway here.
There has to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's a bad business model if they just cut off anyone.
Yeah, because those people.
You want me to no longer send anyone there?
They send us free music because they want us to play it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, like, it's not reciprocating. If they send us free music because we have a lot of listeners and we want people to play our music, then they should understand that.
Right. Because it like, shouldn't be done blanket like this.
We didn't buy the music and now violating a copyright. We are doing what they asked us to do, which is play their promotional material.
And I just happened to upload the whole show to the net and this song wasn't cleared.
We're going to fix this. So, why is the iTunes down? It goes through the same thing?
No. That is a bigger question.
What's happening?
We don't know.
Okay.
That is going to require some figuring things out. Because I don't know what's going on.
Who's
there.
Doing
how long has it been down?
My site has been down for 3 days. 2 days. 2 or 3 days. And we're going to talk to Ant today, our buddy.
Yeah.
And then I talked to another web company that's really dope, but they're really expensive. And the one mistake I've made business-wise in the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, I'm sure I've made plenty, but the biggest one was when I redid my website, we paid these guys the most I've ever spent on web shit, and my site sucks. Mm. Not only does it physically look bad, but the insides got all fucked up. It just sucks.
The guts are fucked.
It's fucked now.
It's a labyrinth. It's trying to bring it back.
So now we got to bring it back. So we really should just wipe the whole shit, take the Juan Epstein's over, start fucking over again.
But you have all of them?
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. When we recorded at the other studio, they would send me a copy. Then when we start recording here,
it's like you don't know where it is.
You got to send me each episode, yo.
Okay, I have them. Yeah. I have them on. I have doubles. I have tons of everything.
Because I want to have like some of them old episodes. Some kid came up to me yesterday was breaking down a certain episode.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, hell yeah, that shit was fire.
Now I have a thing to talk about.
Was the defense good?
Yeah, how was the
defense? Was crazy, yo. Crazy.
You saw it's like
the new kid.
You saw the new kid.
New kid's killing him.
Which one you mean? You mean for Golden State
or OKC? Nah, Steph Curry killing him, but that new kid though, he gonna be a problem.
But which one? You mean Livingston?
Yeah,
he's Livingston. He's not that new.
Nah, you know, but like newer than Steph.
Right. All right. That's cool. So speaking of the Bay.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to my
I'm not getting Mr. FAB yet. I still have another story I had to tell you, but it relates to both of you.
Oh, the Bay. I just want to shout out Okay. All right. First of all.
Wow, here we go.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate no one's going to hear this podcast.
I know. The, shout out to Undefeated, the sneaker store in Vegas.
Okay.
I walk in there, and the guy's like, I know you don't like small talk. No. I'm in a sneaker store.
Small talk.
Where you work, which you could probably hook me up. That's big talk. You see what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
People are confused on what small talk is. Now, shout out to the Undefeated. I forgot the kid's name, but I'm going back there this
weekend.
The
new kid.
So I'm going to come. I don't think he was new.
Is he the new kid? Steph? Steph who works over there? Oh, okay. Wait.
So shout out to Undefeated. And then shout out to this kid who I seen at the Dre's Club. He gets in the elevator with me. He goes, he turns to me, he goes, I know this is going to be uncomfortable because it's small talk in an elevator, but I'm a huge fan of one.
No way.
I was like, that's the ultimate small talk. In the elevator. You know, but you're talking about big talk things.
Now, Sai, if you have to understand, see, he doesn't know, you don't know how difficult you are.
Yes,
you don't realize that you yell at people if they talk too little, if they talk too much. No one knows what to say to you anymore.
But that's not small
not only that,
talk.
Not only that, they've been hearing you yell at me small for 7 years.
Small talk is weather or fucking, haha, that guy looked weird. Like, that's small talk. If you're talking about one of the things I do that you're a fan of,
that's big talk. Big talk.
Because it's about you.
Yes, and it's about Juan Epstein, something that we love. You're coming up to me as a fan of a podcast, right. Weirdo hip-hop in-depth history podcast.
So that's not small talk.
Big talk.
That's big talk. No, I
you can't be like, yo, where'd you get those shorts? Small talk.
No, you don't want that at all. Save it. How's the weather? You having fun in Vegas?
Yeah.
Where are you staying?
Small talk.
That's small talk. Fuck that.
Have you gotten your dick sucked since you've been here?
That's mid talk.
That's
mid talk. Yeah.
Now here's something that has to do with both Cypher Sounds and Mr. FAB. I think you both would appreciate.
Yeah.
Last night I went to the premiere of Popstar, the new Lonely Island.
You did?
The new Lonely Island.
Why didn't
movie.
You tell me?
Because you weren't invited. Oh, I took my wife, and you were gone.
I was here.
By the way, you missed them. You were gone on Monday. I would have had them on one app.
They were here.
Yes. They came in Monday morning, but I knew you were
all
in Vegas.
Them?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm on Stern. He was super funny.
Yeah.
So, I'm lame because I'm... I
come
don't
on.
Know
don't what, say you
know
don't.
Lonely, you know, on a boat with T-Pain. We on a boat.
Oh, yeah.
Them guys.
They named Popstar?
No, they
the
have
movie.
A movie coming out called Popstar.
The movie's
they're called
Popstar.
Lonely Island.
Okay.
Yo, this is... FAB, I'm disappointed. They're from the Bay.
I'm sorry.
You don't know about this?
Berkeley and the Have.
The new kids.
They're not that
oh,
new
oh the new kid? Steph and them.
With the hair.
No, but when they came in the other day...
Shirts and Hot Topic and shit.
Yeah. When they came in the other day, all we did was basically Bay rap talk. Was me just playing random records and seeing what their thoughts were.
Fuck.
Dope.
Starting with, like, Casual.
Yes, Lord.
We started back there and just played random shit. Anyways, the movie's awesome, so go see Popstar. It's so funny.
I'm going to go see it in Vegas.
They nail it. It's so fucking good. FAB, what's good, bro?
Man, I'm out here enjoying this. Well, I'm not going to say no small talk.
I don't give a fuck
about the weather.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoying the weather.
Because you were about to come
weather.
With.
He fuck was about, the weather.
He was about
what's
to,
wrong with this guy?
He was
big
about to,
talk. Big talk, nah.
Yo, what's up with your, where are you from exactly?
I'm from Oakland.
Okay.
Big talk.
What's up with the fucking psycho, hardcore homeless people in the Tenderloin, yo?
Bro, you are crazy. That's San Francisco.
I know San Francisco.
The Tenderloins is like the craziest place on earth. Like, the Tenderloins is, it's a place for the outsiders. Like, anybody from anywhere can go hustle there. Like, you might be in the Tenderloins. That's where, like, everybody hustles. So you got somebody from Oakland, San Jose, Frisco, Richmond, all the areas, and they're hustling right there in the Tenderloins. Like, the Tenderloins.
I was out there with Michael Che. You know Michael Che from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
I was out there with him.
He didn't know Lonely Island.
You
really think he cares about Michael Che? No
black.
Offense, Michael Che.
He
oh, he's
know
black.
Because he's black. The black guy from Saturday Night Live.
The other one, not Keenan. The dark one.
Right.
He is the dark one. We was out there. We was staying in some spot. It might have been a W or something, but I know it was in a Tenderloin. And I guess that area is kind of changing, like being gentrified.
Fuck, that's the worst part. That's the first place I've ever seen someone smoking crack, heroin, having sex at the same time.
Wow, it's lit.
Like,
crackhead ran up on us.
Skid Row.
From across the street, this lady ran up like, hey! Hey! Just started running after us. Hey, y'all got to give me something, man. Do something, man. You got to give me something. I need over here. Da, 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 da. So we like, nah, that's we ain't got nothing. You got something, what the fuck, yo? screaming at us.
The most famous.
Chasing us. We had like picked up our pace. She just started
running.
It's
a famous dope fiend over there. Her name is Janet Jackson, right?
That might have been her.
Listen.
Short.
She looked like, you could tell at one point in her life she was attractive. She walks around, she'd be like, I know you want this pussy.
Yeah, that might have been
you want some of this pussy? Boy, that's Janet Jackson.
That might have
been I'm Janet Jackson. $10, boy. Bro, anybody out there right now from the Bay or from the Tenderloins who have ever hustled in San Francisco, you know Janet Jackson. Yeah. Janet Jackson is the most hilarious dolphin on earth. And I swear to God, when this is over, we're going to pull her up on the internet because somebody has posted her before.
Yeah, put on the album. Yo.
She's hilarious, bro.
I'm so confused by, and we'll get into hyphy and serious Bay Area talk in a second, but I have always been confused. Like, I get it, but like, I'm not going to lie, I'm keep it totally a buck.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco, from a cultural standpoint, should be like my favorite place, yeah. Like outside of here. I would never live there. Like, I would never live in San Francisco because of my experiences, which are regular, and I have a great time.
Right.
The amount of random crazy people who are just walking around at all times, I can't do it. And I live in New York, and honestly, it's not even close. It's not even close how much crazier people are on the streets of San Francisco. And I barely spent time in Oakland.
Right.
Is it similar or not? Is it not as crazy as far as that goes? Like crazy hobo vibes.
The craziest, like weirdoest, nah.
Not San Francisco.
I can't say
I mean, compared to the Bay, compared to Oakland.
Yeah, like San Francisco is a different place. You know what I'm saying? So it's more so like the West Coast, New York. It's very similar in the architecture, the structure, and things like that. And the culture is different. Like, if you do the tourist spots, yeah, it's weird. But when you hit some of them corners and you go to the hoods in San Francisco, then you'd be like, okay, now I get it.
I know where
like,
I'm at.
Yeah, like, now I know where I'm at. Like, it's certain spots in San Francisco that I get like a pass everywhere. Like, the streets love me all throughout the Bay. But it's certain spots in San Francisco that I'm just not going. I'm not.
Why even risk it?
Why? Like, I'm not finna go through like the Harbor Rows where you're in the back row. Like, this shit looks like people live here. Like, this is crazy. Like, San Francisco has really the only projects outside of the Jungle and Marin, where Tupac kind of came when he went to the Bay Area. Outside of Marin, San Francisco projects are hands down the worst.
Why? Why so bad? What is it?
It's just like you look at the spots and you be like, people live there. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's boarded up houses, abandoned house. It looks like Detroit. Like, it's like crazy. When you go there and you get a chance to see this, like, it's real low income, real like rent be like $7. And that's not even Section 8. Like, it's just like, it's crazy, bro. But they live there. It's grimy. It's real price. Like Brevoort Projects. When you go to these areas, when you look at these spots, you're like, because this shit is crazy. Like, people really live in these spots.
It really works against, I got to tell you, San Francisco in general really works against people of my political ideology. Because you would want to believe, like, no, liberal, be good to everybody, be easy on everyone.
Right.
It'll be better. And then you look around at how poor people in San Francisco are doing, like, it's not better. People
but it's crazy because, like, they make San Francisco the touristy, you know, it's the spot, the attraction, and you know, you go to the piers, you go to the Union Square, Fisherman's Wharf.
There you go.
You do all of these things. But all you got to do is drive down like 3rd and start hitting some of these corners, and you see the real San Francisco. And I've been exposed to the real San Francisco, and it's different. It's like, it makes you respect people from the city.
What about Oakland? I heard Oakland's getting gentrified too.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Oakland is very like
Brooklyn.
Comparable to Brooklyn. Same thing, man. Where some of the spots that was organically and predominantly Latino and African American,
you push back.
You rarely see us now. So now they're granting like Section 8 into the cities that used to once be the suburbs.
Suburbs, yeah.
And now everybody that was once in the suburbs now lives in what was once the ghetto.
Right.
And vice versa. So the people you was trying to get away from is now your neighbors.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, man, they gave me Section 8 in Modesto, man. I'm finna go out there. You get out there and you be like, damn, that's where these niggas been?
Yeah.
This nigga was dead. So, you know what I'm saying? So that's what they're doing with the gentrification. So now they're changing
like,
it and
like
redeveloping
it. What's like the Williamsburg
it.
Of Oakland? Like, what's like the hipster?
The hipster gentrified.
Like Telegraph, like right there, the uptown Telegraph. It's like a downtown area, port of stuff. So they
like right over the bridge or close to...
Like, when you get to Oakland, you go downtown Oakland. then Uptown would be like from 27th, from like 17th to 27th, where they got all like the hipster stores, yeah. the new restaurants, the bars.
Funny mustaches and shit.
The cannabis clubs, and you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, Berkeley is the land, Uptown Berkeley is the land of, that's where it all started. Like, that's where the hippies started. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right by Cal Berkeley. So you got Uptown, Shattuck, Telegraph. That's where it's like real hipster. Yeah. I think that's where hipsters come from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense.
For real.
But no, that's where hippies come from.
Hippies.
Right.
And hippies are the spawning of hipsters.
Yeah, and then hipsters came later.
So definitely hipsters. Come from there.
Yeah.
Not the original term of hipsters.
No.
What is the original term?
Yeah, hipster was another thing.
I think hipsters were like, I'm not sure, like Bob Dylan village type
Bob
people,
Dylan
right?
Was
isn't
a
that hipster?
Hipster?
Isn't that what hipster is?
I'm looking right now on Wikipedia. Origins in the 1940s.
Whoa.
The term was coined during the jazz age when hip emerged as an adjective to describe aficionados of the growing scene.
I don't know why they call hipsters now hipsters. It's not the same thing.
That's not the definition.
Yeah, no. It's not the same thing. I never, when that term started popping up, I'm like, why are they using that?
Max Schell, who's a hipster?
Will Bronson says, I'm the hipster. He makes fun of me because I drink out of mason jars.
You have
hipster vibes. There's some hipster vibes to you. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Okay. Like, you're rolling with three niggas from the hood and you're not even flinching. Like, that's hipster.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's not
even no, like.
That's probably not me.
Yeah. That's. All right. So, yo, you have Son of a Pimp 2.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yes.
Album talk.
Yes.
Big talk. I mean, let me talk. Feature talk.
Big talk.
I mean, this feature. Sife, this guy's album.
Yeah, he's
He's kind of respected.
Feature
out here.
Looks like. I'm gonna tell you what the feature list looks like.
Not What's the new dude? Guy.
No. The dude from Texas that we interviewed that can't Trey? Be on the red Trey.
Yeah. That's very the same.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody fucks with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his feature list was insane.
Oh, Trey the Truth?
Then when I saw yours.
Trey the Truth's feature list was as if you just looked up hip-hop on Wikipedia. Yeah.
For real. Like,
and Mr. FAB got the same shit, yo.
What Trey is to Houston is like what I'm to Oakland.
Yeah, right.
Like,
I think that's exactly right.
It's very similar. Yeah. And he and I are real homeboys, real close homeboys. It's crazy, like, the similarities. Like, he has Trey Day. Yeah. In the Bay Area, I have my own holiday in Oakland.
What's your holiday called?
It's just Mr. Fab Day. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is, it was like a mandate from, a proclamation from the mayor, which was accrediting the community work that we do inside, you know, with a lot of the philanthropy from the backpack giveaways, the turkey drives, and over the course of the past 10 years. So, you know, I received a proclamation for that. And Trey... And Houston has like the same, you know what I'm saying, the same vibe and the same following voice. So that's why.
But you're not banned from radio, though.
Yeah, are you banned from the radio?
Recently, I just about a month ago, just sat down with Big Von for the first time in 10 years. Like,
I
haven't been played on radio. I was banned first.
Wow.
No, like, we were joking.
Yeah, I was joking. I didn't know that was really
like,
a thing.
Like, it's very so much similarities. That's really crazy.
Why were you banned from the radio?
Just being. I'm not trying to get banned again, Peter.
Okay.
All right.
So I feel you.
So
But you're not an overtly controversial artist.
I would like to not think I am, but for the past 10 years, I was banned on local radio, so really? I haven't had any local radio play for the past 10 years. But a month ago,
you and Von sat down.
Me and Big Von sat down for like 2-3 hours and just really aired out how he felt, aired how I felt.
Okay.
And we came to like a common understanding of the two principles, like the powers of he being, you know, controlling the radio waves and me being the voice and the face in the streets, connect and let's see what we could do and what can come from it. So in hopes of bettering our area, man, hoping,
good.
You know what I'm saying? For,
I like that.
You know, so it could be dope, man. But it was dope for us to have a mutual understanding to finally sit down after 10 years. Like when Brandy and them banned Trey, I think that was what, like 4 years ago?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
But I've been like for 10 years. So he was like, Trey even called me like, yo, my bro, how you feel about that? I was like, man, listen, my nigga, I've been banned for 7, 8, 9 years. I ain't tripping. It is what it is. Like, you know, as much as you want to, especially when people come into town and they hear about us and they hear about how we resonate in the community and the area, and they be like, yo, why they not playing you on the radio? You be like, it's just a long conversation that you don't want to have. So it sucks, but I my advice to any artist out there, man, make sure that you handle your politics of radio delicately. Like, Be precise in your decisions that you make and who you piss off and who you aggravate.
Yeah, it's funny though.
Because I didn't even know that was a thing. I was just comparing you to Trey.
It was crazy. And it's weird. And it's weird because here, like, things have happened between artists and the radio station before, in which like an artist has been physically banned from the building.
Nah, Jay was banned for a while. Remember that?
Musically?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's what he says, the line, when he says that they won't play my hits, I don't give a shit. So, so how long did they ban him for?
It was probably like 2 or 3 years, maybe. Maybe not that long.
No. Here?
Yeah.
For that long?
Before you were here.
But you think
Tracy was here. Maybe two. It was a while.
Because he wouldn't play Summer Jam?
I forget what it was.
I mean, that's what he says in the song.
No, he said, if I don't play your show, y'all don't play my shit. I don't give a shit. So... Rap
nah,
man, just want to use my black ass.
There was something more to it, though. There was something more to it. I forget what it was.
Did you guys hear the All the Way Up remix?
No, no, yeah, some piece of it, but not yet.
It's interesting. I like it. But it's a lot of pressure. I always find the remix verse for when you have a song that's already a smash instantly and truly doesn't need a remix, and you're like, yo, we're going to do a remix. And then we're going to put someone huge on it.
JK.
But I hear the pressure when I listen to the song.
It's too much.
I hear the pressure.
There's stretching that cadence.
Everyone, like, you can feel that everyone's trying to, like, really get off.
I mean, well, since they already pulled the pot, can we just play it? They already.
That's a good point. Are they going to pull my second soundbone? I mean, who really gives a shit? I don't give a shit. So
no, don't do it.
I can take it out.
We don't want to get banned from SoundCloud.
I'll just play it for you a sec. I'll go somewhere else, man. Someone else will appreciate us.
That almost sound like Cypher Sounds.
Yeah, Safer Sounds. That's close.
I could tweak that a little bit.
Yeah, you could throw that Cypher sound in.
That was pretty close. What were your thoughts?
Jay in another level, man. Like Jay represent for the high up of rap.
It's a different. He is at a different, level.
He said 21 Grammys that I use for Douce cups.
Yep.
He say blue looking like Pac in a tub. Vibe magazine where Pac took all the gold on?
Yeah,
he said, my baby is showered in gold. He said, till our baby's baby showered in gold.
I think by the time it gets to that part of the verse, I like it. The beginning of the verse feels I want to love the lemonade as a popular drink, but it still is line. But right. it feels like it doesn't fit bar-wise.
I think it's just listen to the song. Listen to the controversy behind the song. And it's more promoting the lemonade again.
Right, right, right. No, I like that he used it.
The simplest line that was probably the dopest to me was, I'm in a room where real niggas not allowed. Like,
does that mean?
It means like I'm in this corporate room with these super high up people and you can't just be on some, I'm a real
I'm
nigga
a real
type
nigga
shit.
Not allowed.
Like, this is business here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What does he mean everybody in the room is scared? What does that mean?
Because he's the only black man probably in this room that they fear, and they're wondering why.
Or is it one of them down low, triple entendre sub disses to Fat Joe? Because they used to have a little
drama. Elephant in the room.
A little drama.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
big talk.
They had big drama.
I mean, it lasted 20 years till right now. Substantial drama.
Yeah. So is it like everyone in the room? I don't know.
Syph, why is the story behind Fat Joe and Jay like not that talked about?
I don't know.
It's over pun, right? The pun and Jay fight, correct?
Yeah. Something about it. Somebody got hit with a bottle. Wow. I don't remember who.
I think Hov. I think.
Hov got hit with a bottle from pun?
That's what I think happened. That's what I believe the story
is. Where was that?
My guess is a club based on how it sounds, but I don't know.
Yeah. It's something. I don't know. They kept it under wraps, right?
Yeah, but now everyone's talking about like this long feud because they're on a record together.
Neither one of them ever said anything, though.
Yeah, they never like continue to go at each other.
I think they have a lot of mutual friends.
They keep it in-house.
Yeah,
I'm sure
OG
they do.
OG One, Bekas, a lot of other street people.
Bekas gets a huge shout out on that song.
Yeah. He brought it. It looked like he brought it together or was part of it somehow. Well, that's how it made it look.
Jay-Z, Fat Joe feud. There are some things you can't really Google.
You know what we should Google? We got the Bay Area Google right here. I need to know about some shit.
This album, May 27th.
No,
we're not going
to
start there.
No. We're going to get to that. Wait, when is it? When is the album?
It's Friday.
Son of a Pimp, Friday.
What's the date?
May 27th.
May 27th, Son of a Pimp 2.
And if you're someone who's considering, like, what's on this album? Kendrick, Lupe, Bun B, Jadakiss, Schoolboy Q, Boosie, Pete Rock, and most importantly,
Raekwon.
Mr. Fab. Oh, Raekwon also.
Raekwon. That's my favorite rapper, one of my favorite rappers ever. So Raekwon being on the album really was just like a super dope. It was like
congrats.
It was dope, man. Cause like he don't like And I got certain features that they don't do songs with everybody. Like Kendrick doesn't do verses for people.
Damn, you have.
Lupe doesn't do verses for people.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I like this one. The Chill featuring Currency, Spitta, and Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
I need to hear this for a second. Hold on.
Life's a movie, baby. Spitta, what up? So groovy, baby.
They're not going to flag us for this. It's just a snippet.
They're
guys,
gonna,
let us live on this.
They're going to flag you. They don't know them.
Major labels are flagging.
It's not them. It's SoundCloud, then. They don't want to get sued.
We don't want to take the call.
No, it was an auto flag from Universal Music Group.
SoundCloud.
I know someone, but apparently it's not helping. I'll see. All right, that's the Pete Rock. That's the Pete Rock right
there. That was a business boy who produced that.
That was the Chill.
Currency and Schoolboy Q.
No. And by the way, it says that one. It says the Chill was produced by
Business Boy and Elusive Orchestra.
Yeah.
The Pete Rock record is the Jadakiss record.
Yeah. Hold on. I misclicked. I want to hear that for 1 second also. But what a ridiculous. Here it is. What's your hood like?
Yeah.
This is the Pete Rock and Jadakiss joint. Let's hear it.
Yo, where I'm from, you hustle hard or you don't get it. I didn't tell you about the block if I didn't live it. I didn't tell you about the curb if I didn't sit it. Bought it all my life, it was no limits. In my PJs for 3 days with text in the wall. Middle finger to the cops, having sex with the law. I know the phone's getting tapped on my texts and calls. I never let the DA get the best of me, no. Man, can you picture that? Oakland be the city where I'm living at.
Hold on. That's rap.
That's hip-hop.
There's hip-hop happening.
Yeah, that's rap.
There's hip-hop happening.
That's rap.
So, Saif, where do you want to go? I just need
all the bait. I need the history, yo.
The whole rundown?
Well, hold on, but we don't need, let's be realistic. Let's not get ourselves frustrated here. We don't need Too Short. We've had Too Short tell the entire story.
Yeah.
We don't need Hyro. We've had Hyro tell their entire story.
Yeah.
What we need is Hyphy.
Yeah.
We need Hyphy into the modern era.
The story.
Into where we live right now and the sound that is the bait.
2006 and up.
Well, where do you come in? Where do you come in?
I come in 05, 06.
Okay.
Like, that's where. 05, I dropped Son of a Pimp, the first one.
Okay.
That kind of, like, revolutionized the way that we were making music there. Like, because nobody had, at that point, was making hyphy music. And nobody, when we were doing the records, we didn't go in there saying, yeah, I'm finna make something
right. Hyphy. But were you saying hyphy? Was that a slang term?
Hyphy wasn't good at, when 02, 03, hyphy wasn't good. Like, when hyphy would be like, man, them niggas hyphy, bro. We ain't fucking with them,
they
bro.
Too wild.
Like, wild. They too crazy. Like, they wild it out.
Would you say it to young people?
Yeah, you would be like young
these niggas is too hyphy.
Like, man, I ain't fucking with them. Them niggas hyphy, bro.
But where does that word come from? Like, the slang in the Bay
hyphy is an extension of overly hyper.
Okay, got it.
So, like, you're overly hyper. You're just... You doing too much. Like,
gotcha.
You hyped. You hella hyped.
Okay, so it just comes from hype.
Yeah, you just, bro, you hella hypey, bro. Chill out, bro. Yeah. So we actually made, like, an adjective or a verb from hyper.
Got it.
If we're linguistically talking.
Yeah, the etymology.
Need that. You need this Bay talk etymology. Yeah.
So at first, when hypey first hit the scene, it was said by Keek the Sneak.
Okay.
That's like the inventor of hypey.
Yeah.
That's who invented it, who put it on wax, who
Love
really
it.
Started, you know what I'm saying, the local messiah of, like, you feel me?
He put the term on wax.
Three times crazy, Keek the Sneak, like, he invented it. So he was doing his music. Mac Dre was doing name music, had already had everything going. Around 05.
Well, Mac Dre is around what time?
Mac Dre was, like, early Bay Area, but he went to jail for the feds.
Romper Room, the whole Romper Room gang.
He went to jail. When he got out of jail, he was like, I'm not doing no more street shit. I'm finna have fun. Yeah. I'm just finna party.
Got it.
So when he got out, he just like, I'm having fun music, I'm party music, and I'm
chilling.
Before
that, it was more rugged. It was more
like street music, like Dre. Dre was a gangster, man. Like, but his approach, you wouldn't know. You'd be like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, it looked it kind of comical and things like that, but Dre was a real gangster.
Right.
And when they approached him, like, with the feds was all in their business because allegedly his friends was robbing banks allegedly.
Yeah.
And they was like, all right, listen, we know your people doing robbing these banks, man. You tell us one, two names, and we'll let you go. And he was like, man, I don't know nothing. Right. Like, so he went and did 5-6 years in the feds.
Right.
When he came out, he reinvented himself.
Right.
He came with a whole new swag, whole new style. Fast forward a few years.
Feeling myself. Basically. Like
the feeling myself. Fun, like, all fun. The stupid records. Yeah. Also, he reinvented himself. He started a label called Thiz. Now, this is where I come into the picture. They reached out. My cousin Desmond was managing Dre. Reached out like, yo, cuz, we doing this little thing with Dre, bro. We finna, you know, go grab the hottest people that we feel like is dope around this area, and we finna push this Thiz movement. Thiz was the lane. Now, Thiz is a term for a pill, ecstasy. Thiz, that's what they was calling ecstasy. Yo, you Thizzing? Yo, I'm off a pill. So Thiz was the label, Thiz ENT. So he created that. He's like, man, we finna just
make
fun,
feel good.
Why do you
have to grab your collar when you say Thiz?
I'm just popping, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it, man.
See, sir?
Is that come from that? Or it was popping collar before?
That was popping collar, E-40, way back. You know what I'm saying? We just, you know, it's like you're adjusting yourself. Like, it's fixing your tie.
Yeah.
You know, popping your collar is like fixing your tie. So we started Thiz. Boom, Dre created a lineup. Dre was murdered in 2004.
Yeah.
Son of a Pimp came out in 2005. When Dre was murdered, I was the first artist.
So he never
even
heard it.
He didn't get a chance to hear the complete album. So it was just like, I felt like I had to have the burden of not only carrying this label on my back, but carrying the Bay Area on my back because of the passing of Mac Dre. So
you lost him twice. It's like Pimp C.
It was crazy. Yeah.
Lost him twice, lost him to jail, and then lost him to life.
So when I dropped Son of a Pimp, the first song that we released was called Super Sick With It. It was a record with E-40 and Turf Talk, which is E-40's little cousin. He was signed with Turf Talk. We dropped the record, and sonically, this record was so different at the time. It was just like, it turned everybody just hyper. Like, when you heard it, it was like, ooh, this is crazy.
Who did that beat?
E-40's son, Drew P.
Okay.
His son's name's Drew P. So we dropped that record and like it went crazy. Like,
did you purposely try to make a different sounding record?
Not at all.
Making a hot record.
When I got the record, I was like, what am I supposed to do to this?
Right. It was that different.
It was just boom. Like, remember when you first heard that, bro? Like, it was, the beat was so different. I was like, man, this damn near weak.
Which record is it?
It's called Super Sick With It.
Super Sick With It.
And mind you, I only got it with a verse on it. I didn't know what to do with it.
E-40's verse was already on it.
And so I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, man, what the hell am I supposed to do with this?
Right.
So I heard it, and it was slapping. So I heard it on I think I had a CD player at the time, like, you know what I'm saying, or something like that. So I listened to it like that, and I was just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this? I took it to the studio, played it on the big monitors, and was like, that is shit crazy.
Oh, this right. So if this goes like this.
I pull a heater, man. Never follow a leader, man. Even though we try, I just want to beat him, man. Put up or shut up, my loot up. So what's up? What would you do if I shut your hood up?
I'm all for it.
It was so it was.
But I love that music though. So,
it was crazy.
So that
at
was
the
like
time.
The first one,
the
like,
first record that was considered a hyphy record,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Outside of what Rick Rock had already done and what Rick Rock was doing with, you know, Rick Rock was this worldwide producer. He was already doing stuff for everybody.
Yeah,
and he was creating things with Keek. They had already had Blue Jeans and Nikes and stuff like that, but it hadn't been coined hyphy till that record dropped.
Okay.
So
even though Keek said the word before.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
It still wasn't a genre of music.
It wasn't a genre of music.
It was just.
So when that came, then you had the Federation start dropping all this. They dropped a record called Hyphy.
Right.
Then
Super Hyphy.
That was Keek record. Keek record was called Super. That was in response to, like, it wasn't a diss, but it was in response to Federation's record, Hyphy. Hyphy took the Bay by the storm when Rick Rock created Hyphy. Keek came with Super Hyphy. Mac Dre came. Now Mac Dre records was getting played, because at the time when Dre was alive, his records weren't getting played. And unfortunately,
so he was a little ahead of the time.
Unfortunately, it
popped off after.
After he died. You know what I'm saying? So he had the Stupid record, which was produced, when he say it was produced by Dr. Dre in Focus. And it was like, he had that, then he had Feeling Myself.
Yeah.
And
wait, that came out, that popped off after he passed away?
It started getting popular after he passed away, but it was already going. But the songs became huge, like, after he died. So they became like the anthems for the Bay Area. Yeah. So we were, those were what was going on. And now the artists that you had Mac Dre, E-40, Too Short, Keek the Sneak. Those are the pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
The new guys you had, Federation,
yeah.
Turf Talk, Mr. Fab. Help me out. Messy Marv. The Pack, because the Pack had a nationwide, worldwide song. Yeah. It's like number
Vans.
Two on the Vans record. So they had like, people sleep on them, but they kind of created that whole hipster. A lot of people are influenced from their look.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
They never give them credit. Like people say whatever they want to say about Lil B and the Bass Guy, but
that comes from the Pack.
He was
the Pack.
The
Pack. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was the, like, you know what I'm saying, he was in the Pack, but he created like a whole little new genre of rap.
What about Jay Valentine?
Valentine was a singer, so he for sure had the...
He's the T.J. Swan of this shit.
Oh, there you go.
He redid the T-Pain, I'm Sprung, and it was like, I'm Hyphy, and that was huge. So, you definitely had the team with Clyde Carson. There was like they were like the fly guys, the stars. Clyde
what
Carson.
What about the video? I thought I had the song in here, but I don't have it. The video, I think it's called Go Dumb.
Tell Me When to Go?
Tell Me When to Go.
Which one?
Is...
Go Dumb, Federation.
Nah, it was some other shit. I'll find it. Go ahead.
So these were...
The video was crazy.
Was the big Federation record.
Yeah, that was a big Federation record.
It was something else.
Like, Rick Rock's beats were, like, insane. Like, when you heard a Rick Rock beat come on, it's like, wow. So we fast forward. Now we have these group of guys. If I missed anybody, please forgive me.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry. I'm so excited for you to tell me this history, because I don't know why... Hyphy movement and the whole story kind of doesn't get told.
This is why.
Because you guys are
never,
fucking crazy. That's why.
We never showcased the whole arsenal on one stage outside of the Bay Area.
Why? Was it beef between people?
We're going to keep it in-house. But whatever it was, it never... Like, we never did a tour. There was never a Hyphy tour.
Right,
that
take
came
it out
New
of
York.
The Bay. Yeah.
Like, that, you know what I'm saying? In the Bay, we'll do a show, and everybody will come rock.
The Bay has, in New York,
right.
As far as Hyphy, you have E-40, that Lil Jon did the record.
Right. Tell Me When to Go.
Tell Me When to Go.
Okay. Blow the Whistle.
Blow the Whistle. And...
Nah, that was in New York. That came to New York.
I think that's it, man.
Yeah, that was the only two records that came.
And Drake, Vans.
And Vans.
Yeah,
Drake's
bit.
Shouting out Mac Dre.
On Moto.
Little something. Like, I used to play these records, and people were like, what the fuck are you playing?
Right.
I would play Keek the Sneak, Get Hyphy, That Go, Super Hyphy.
Because Alchemist did the remix to That Go, right? Yeah.
What's... Citas.
On Citas.
What's that?
That's Keek? Which either mine or Keeks.
Probably Keeks.
Keeks on Citas.
Oh, and then you on the Snoop record.
Okay, The Life of the Party. That was like after.
That's
the
not.
IG.
I know it's not Hyvee, but it. I'm just trying to think
on
of Citas. People from that era get into New York.
What
it
was
wasn't
the name
a lot.
On Citas. That's my word. I don't think they know.
What does that word mean? Word.
I don't think they know. Citas. That's mamas. Like when somebody
Mama
when you
Mama Cita. Yeah.
When
on
somebody asks you something, you'd be like, no, I'm short of God. I'm not lying, bro. I don't see this. So mama's like, you know what I'm saying? It's basically like.
Your slang game's so ill.
Yeah,
slang,
so, like,
it's so ill.
Bro, you lying, bro. Bro, I don't see this, bro. I swear to God, bro.
Now, mama, I will say this, though. For as much as we can talk about why didn't.
It just never was a tour. Like, we never did an A3C or you know what I'm saying?
A big showcase.
It was never a showcase.
But
we never did Austin down.
I listen to this music on my own, and I go to like the Bay a couple times. You know, I've been there a couple times, and I try to find like
gems from there.
Yeah, but
it's
some
new shit that's brewing right now.
I don't know
where
to fucking go to get, but I need all the classic. I need like a
folder.
I'll be asking
Rat Bay.
A couple people.
I'm gonna hook you up with Rat Bay. They got everything.
I need like the old shit.
Yeah, they got Rat Bay has everything you need.
But
real quick, but hold on. There's one thing that's also important, though, is that it's important to say that for as much as it may have not gotten out, the fact of the matter is the Bay supports itself so much that E-40 just dropped a hit. Like, Slappin' just be like, he drops records right now that are hits. What New York veterans of the E-40 agent level put out club songs that get supported in New York?
No one.
When Mobb Deep drops a record, does anyone say anything here? When anyone except Hove, Fat Joe just stumbled into one.
Yeah.
But by and large, even 50 can't get records going right now.
Yep.
So like the fact that y'all stick with your own to a certain degree, like, yeah, it hasn't moved around the way it should, but the love in the city is so dope.
Yeah, they love 40. Like 40 and Short, they will always be the gatekeeper. They good no matter what. Like
we don't treat ours like that here.
No, I honestly don't think it's they really can bad. Do no wrong. Like 40
MOP
and
should
Short.
Be like that.
Right. Like, if they put out a record, people
Jada
still...
Kiss, maybe.
Kiss
has some. Yeah, Kiss still gets records on it. Fab. Right. But, like, they're not quite the same generation as 40.
Fabulous is huge. No, they're definitely not the
they're
same.
They're 10 years younger.
40 is, like, 45, 46 years old.
Right, and these guys are in their mid-30s.
Well, damn, what I didn't want to put it. Damn. He got a gold record at 48.
Wow. Like, wait, Slapping went gold?
Nah, Choices.
Oh, Choices just went gold.
Oh, Choices. That shit is
Choices.
Fire,
like,
yo.
Like, 40 is like...
That's every 2 years he has a hit.
For real.
Yep.
Every
or
2 years
or he's on a hit.
Or he's on a hit.
Or he's on a hit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he say, man, he's the oldest, youngest nigga doing it.
Yo, he was on the Big Sean record. Smash.
I don't fuck with
you.
Like,
I mean, smash.
He tells me all the time, you know, you got to turn with the times or the times going to turn on you. Playboy, that's how you stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to learn when to back down like a sea crab. For real, nephew.
This is the video that I used to fuck with.
Hilarious.
Okay, what's this?
Sike, do you want the mouse? Do you want the wire? No, please don't do that. Please, okay, it sounds repug. Just do this, please.
All right,
you know what? I'll turn off our mics so we can all hear it. You ready?
It's really the video.
All right, that's fine. But still, if we're going to play it right here, let's play.
Does this matter at all? Means nothing.
There's Fab has this confused look on his face.
The video.
Oh, I know that was a DVD.
So it's like a
video. Go Dumb USA. Yeah, that's Big Ran in them.
Yo, I used to watch this video and be like, oh, I'm never gonna go out there. Like, but I want to watch it though.
That was the Sideshow Nights. I remember them. It was a DVD they put out. Yeah. It was never like a big. Like the song never went big, right. But the DVD was like.
That was an intro to the Go.
To the Go Dumb USA, it was a DVD.
USA. Yeah, that's why
it was a DVD
in.
That just had.
That's
all
why I learned about
footage.
Ghost riding and stopping the traffic and all that
side
shit.
Sideshows.
Yeah,
yeah. That was like there was once upon a time in Oakland after 12 o'clock, the city turned into I Am Legend. Like for real, like if you're in East Oakland after 12 o'clock, you have to expect. A high-speed chase, gunshots, hella kids in the street, hella cars in the street, police, and just the worst of the worst all outside at a gas station.
Why are they jumping on the
That's
roof
the
side of
show.
Cars?
Everybody's
explain
on
that
drugs.
Part. Can you explain? Like, but why is the car shit so big and
because
weird?
Because it's the car cultural. Like, the you come out. For one, it started off like Richie Rich had a song in like 88, 89 called... The Sideshow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Sideshow at that time was about all the dope boys, and it wasn't that many rappers, so it was like a couple rappers. It was him, Richie Rich, Too Short, maybe a couple other rappers. But everybody that was having money would go to the Sideshow to High Side. High Side is like modern day flexing, like I'm stunting.
Okay.
So you would go to the Sideshow if you got a Benz.
But where is the Sideshow?
East Oakland.
Okay.
But that's where it was initially. The Sideshow can go anywhere now. Like, we're going to start up a Sideshow after any concert on the freeway.
Sife, here's what Sideshow sounds like. That's what you're in. If you're wondering if this song popped in on the East Coast, the answer is it did not.
Saturday night, my girl's looking real pretty, but jack that, I just left Kansas City.
By the way, it's dope, but I don't remember. I knew Richie Rich's name, but I didn't know the song.
Because Richie Rich was on Def Jam. So Richie Rich was like one of the first West Coast artists on Def Jam.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he did that record called Sideshow. Now, if you listen to that, the Sideshow was a feel-good record.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having money, balling, pulling up to the Sideshow, all the women like, oh my God, look at his car, I love him, he's young. So they wanted to ride you. Now, fast forward to my song, Sideshow.
Okay. I'm going to.
And I totally hyped it out.
Okay.
Like, I was like, we're taking what was upper echelons of stunning
right.
to nigga pull up in anybody, a bucket.
You could pull up
in
right.
anything.
And what you doing with that bucket?
You, like, you're hitting yeah. donuts. You're going, you're stopping and go, gas break. You do whatever you want to do. You own dope. You hypey. You don't care. You have no respect for authority.
Is it Too Short, Mr. Fab, yeah. Keek the Sneak, yeah. Sideshow Remix?
Yeah.
All right, let's see how this sounds safe. See how, let's see how you changed it.
I changed it up.
Does it still have the same happy-go-lucky vibe?
No. Tracks
but,
a million.
But the vibe had probably changed in real life.
Because that was the vibe. It went from the Sideshow being a place where all the ballers went, and everybody went to go look at the cars, and it was cool. You just come through slow right. to you coming through doing 100, going through, you don't care who in the street. You're not stopping. You just going crazy. So
here's what it feels like.
Yeah, I love this shit.
I love everyone.
I love it.
And I don't know most of them, and love them all.
Hey, yo, Tracks, let me see what you got.
Fire,
I don't got right. the beat, don't knock. I need bass, make it fast. Every girl in the place shaking ass. Yeah, that's that bass.
Yo, I love this music.
Sife, one app, we should start a one app hyphy party in New York.
Yeah. Bro, that'd be crazy.
Because this shit's yeah. so good. It's such good party music.
It's fun music. Like, people say whatever they want to say about it, but it was fun music.
We could do it now because the world is changing.
And
all these different places. If Toronto is now popping, like, the world has changed where now shit could fucking come together and we could do that here.
It's just nobody at that time. Like, we wasn't under one structure. It was so many separate entities. So you had E-40 with Warner Brothers. You had Too Short with Jive. You had The Pack with Jive. You had me with Atlantic. You had the rest of the guys, Clyde Carson, the team. They went with Wendy Goldstein. She was at
Capital.
You had
the team was
that was Clyde Carson and Kaz Kaiser. You feel me?
No. The Federation.
The Federation was at Warner.
It was a under label though.
That was Rick Rock's group. So
yeah,
he went with them. So
we
had everybody that was like, we're all separate.
Well, were y'all all getting along? Well, why not?
I mean, it's a lot of personalities. A lot of people.
Did you get along with some of them?
Yeah, like me, I got along with everybody for the greater part. You know what I'm saying? I got along. Well, it was one.
I mean, you don't got names. Okay, now names, I'm fixed, just wondering why it didn't.
It's fixed now. But at the time, me and a particular group didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the spokesman and the face of it. Like, you know, of course 40.
Right.
Because, you know, that's the big homie.
Yeah.
And in short, they like, I don't even talk about them.
But they OGs.
So they OGs.
Yeah.
But as far as the new movement, it was my juice. It was my call. It was right. like, man, we ain't fucking with them.
And then that made other people not fuck with
it
them.
It just made everybody uncomfortable. For us to yeah. all do the same stuff. Because
right.
if I don't like you and you don't like me, then you all your homies know that you don't like, you know what I'm right. saying? And all my homies. So it's, now you got to think, we having fun music. But the people behind us is all gangsters.
Yeah, it's
and like,
not fun.
So it's yeah. not fun. So at any given time, it can be disruptive. The main thing is we never took it where we never said, okay, we're going to do six acts. All of us, let's go out on the show. 40, let's put the tour together because you're really the only one that's really having money. You know what I'm saying? Let's put the tour together. We'll all take whatever.
Where are you performing outside of the Bay?
Our target markets, which would be...
Like Colorado?
Colorado, like, Denver.
Like what's your, like, in New York, it's like Jersey, Philly, Baltimore, Connecticut. Right. Like what's your, like, what's your run?
Our run is, the Chitlin Circuit for us is Oregon, which would be Eugene, Portland, Medford, Seattle, Washington.
I didn't know Medford.
Right.
Seattle, Washington.
How far west do you go?
You mean east? West east.
Sorry,
in the east. Water.
How far to the water do you go?
How much in the water? Are you in Catalina?
We're going to Hawaii.
You wrap all the way back around to the Atlantic?
How far east?
East. Kansas City. Kansas City is like the biggest...
Yeah, they love that
second
shit, right?
Bay Area market in the world. Like, right. you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Kansas City, Free Rich the Factor, which is like their E-40. Like, he's like huge, right. like, dude, man. And Kansas City got nothing but love for the Bay Area, man. And we got nothing but love
so
for
So, you
them.
Was making money going to these places?
For sure. For sure. For sure.
You were headlining?
For sure.
But you sold out shows. But if
but
you
we went past the Mississippi. No one passed the Mississippi.
Really?
No one did. No, I mean, 40 in short. But yeah. That's... They've been past the
Mississippi.
But no one passed the Mississippi. But the only time that we passed the Mississippi is when, I'm having a major brain freeze right now. Oh, and he's going to hate me for
this. You're a bad guy. You are a bad guy.
What's wrong with you, man?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a second to marinate on that. Because even though you didn't know who the Lonely Island was, I hit up my boy Yorma from Lonely Island. I was like, yo, Mr. Faz here. I hit him earlier. And he wrote back, oh, my God, holy shit. Tell him I love him and play this. And this is what he wanted me to play.
Oh, Metros and Chirpers.
Mac,
oh,
shit.
Oh, my God.
This is from Yorma Tacone from Lonely Island.
That's crazy. Tell him I said what up. Yo, that's crazy. That song was called Metros and Chirpers. And it was like, you know, Metro started where it first started there. I don't know. Maybe it probably started in Florida or something. But I know Metro was huge in the Bay. Metro phones.
Metro PCS?
Yeah, like Metro PCS.
Okay, yeah.
So the phones was huge. And then remember the chirp phones?
Yep.
Yeah. Boop, boop, boop. So I did a song called Metros and Chirpers that was just talking about the dope boys we had. You know, I was the first one with two phones, man. I had two phones.
You were lit.
You feel me?
Two Metros?
So I had a two Metro and phones. I had a Chirper. I had a Metro and I had a Sprint. So the record is about having a Metro phone and a chirp phone. So it'd be like Metros and Chirpers, and Droopy did the beat. Like, me and Droopy was like...
And Droopy is E-40's son.
That's his son.
Okay.
His oldest son. So that record was crazy. It was just it was a fun record talking about how we break phones when they on your lap, how your Metro bill go. Your Metro bill was like 58, 61. It's like crazy. Like, that record used
what
to
What year
go
are we talking
crazy.
About?
That's 06, 07.
It came on YouTube. It says 7 years ago, but who knows what that means.
Yeah, about 06, 07. And that's like, that record was crazy, bro. Because that was like ringtone era. So when you had ringtones, everybody had that on their ringtone. Like Metros and Chirpers.
Yo, Syke, doesn't it make you feel like so left out?
Yeah.
That like culturally,
yeah.
Like they know, because the reason, so Lonely Island, that those three dudes, those dudes are literally the equivalent of me. Growing up in the Bay. Exact same age.
Right.
Exact same sort of background.
But they was Fabby fans.
So they were like, they came up. So like for me, any of the things that I would have in my life was like the things that you guys are talking about for me would be like Go-Go Records in D.C.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't have culturally, it's just not the same. But it's like even growing up in New York, there weren't the same amount of like New York records that were only New York records.
No.
Because New York ran shit, so shit went everywhere.
Especially back then, because New York is the birthplace. So we spread out a little more than we took in.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? There's some records that only pop in New York and like around this area, but like let's say Jersey Club.
Jersey Club
music is like our hyphy, even though that's Jersey. But they have their own fucking culture of music. They take songs, they make them fast, they remix them, all that shit.
Like bass music in like Miami.
Yeah,
the old
like,
school bass
more
music.
Like Baltimore Club. Oh,
okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's
okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
But now our shit would go out a lot more. Album cuts. I would say album cuts.
Here's a song that Tigger used to tell me was a New York record. And I never knew it except for it being sampled. I never knew this record. But we're now going way back, by the way. We're going... Like, you kind of have to go back.
Just New York, this record?
This is what he said. I mean, I never heard this record.
I like how he's playing mad music after we got shut down for playing. I mean, listen, like, we never play this much music.
He's only playing snippets, man.
Lord Shafiq.
What'd you say?
Lord Shafiq?
Yeah, but Divine Force.
Oh, Divine Force, yeah.
You know this, Fab? I don't know.
Yeah.
Also in a house, you have male porn and jazz dick. And this is holy war.
Yeah, holy war, like yeah. Dead.
Let's walk this dog, driver. Supreme wisdom.
Yeah, that's
yeah. The new kid produced that one.
Steph and them?
Yeah, that's from the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. He's not the new kid no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
at the time.
At the time, he was the new kid.
Yeah, Jazzy J, I guess he's been around.
Remember? He was a new kid.
Wait, that's Holy War, right?
Holy War mixed by Jazzy. So that was
that's,
like...
That's the
Will
base
Smith,
of...
Will Smith, Jazzy J?
No, Jazzy J.
Oh.
That's the basis of
Yeah. Mighty Healthy.
Ghostface.
Mighty Healthy.
Mighty Healthy, yeah.
Well, that's how I know about it, yeah. Is that when Mighty Healthy came out, yeah. Tigger was like, oh, shit, you don't know Holy War?
Yeah, that's
and I was like, no, I don't know Holy War. He was like, oh, that shit was big in New York.
Some dude came in Fat Beats with like 10 copies of unopened Holy Wars. I bought 4 of them.
So that's classic. Yeah. That's something I got to go home and
but
go.
But like, no, that's like not classic. It's underground classic.
Yeah, underground. Like, if you played that, 3 people would be like, oh, shit. And the maybe. Rest would be like, what the? Yeah, maybe.
I'm going in Discogs because I'm curious to how much...
So we're traveling around.
Oh, yeah, we're finding out how far with the big markets.
Think if you would have got everyone together, you could have did like a bigger tour?
We can do it now. Like right now, because the mystique about it caused so many inquiries that people were just like, what is it? Like right now, people like, I knew it was big. I knew y'all was getting money. Yeah. I seen y'all was getting money.
We heard the slang.
So we heard the slang.
But we didn't...
We never got a chance to feel it. We never got a chance to see it.
What about, how do you feel about Lil Jon doing those 2 records?
I love Lil Jon,
man. Was that ever not a weird feeling?
Never in question. Never at all. Like,
he respected the music.
Too Short put Lil Jon on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Too Short signed Lil Jon when he was like 16, 17 years old. You know what I mean? And he did records for Too Short that we had already been fans of.
Right.
On a Nationwide album, when Short was in Atlanta for a few years, knocking out records. Like, Too Short, Lil Jon, and Jazzy Faye were producing that.
Right.
So he had already had his relationship with the Bay. So that was never like, ah, man, you got these Atlanta niggas making these beats. Nah. So as much as we say the Bay Area was Bay Area sound, our sound came from Atlanta.
Right. Which is a whole nother weird connection. The Atlanta Bay connection, I never understood.
And the South and Bay in general.
It coincided with each other because we have to remember Too Short went out there.
That's what I'm saying. Too Short was one of the first people I remember moving to Atlanta from the West, and Eric Sermon moved to Atlanta from here.
And him and Short,
and then they did that record.
They was both on Jive.
Yeah. I'm like, what's this, the Bay Atlanta connection?
Short said, he was like, dude, I went to Freaknik, and I said, I was like, on Harlem Nights. I called my folks and was like, I'm never coming home. he was like, I went to Atlanta. He was like, I'm never coming home. He's like, this shit is crazy. So he went to Atlanta, and he just got engulfed in the whole music scene there.
Right.
You know, Short was already mammoth there.
Yeah.
It was Too Short.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? So he started working with Lil Jon, Jazzy Faye, and all of the other dudes that was from out there. Yeah. And they was just like, you know what I'm saying? He created a whole different sound. Then he did this project, which would be now considered a mixtape. He did like a compilation back called Nationwide. And that connected the sounds.
Okay, I remember that.
So Nationwide connected the sounds. So now it was like the Bay and the A was brothers.
Right.
So now they're tied in.
Story's and biblical, then, son.
This shit is historical. Nah, we gotta sell this shit.
I love this shit.
So the 3 degrees of separation from the Bay and the rest of the world, like, man, it's crazy.
Blow the Whistle.
Blow the Whistle, Lil Jon.
And E-40.
Come on. The 2 biggest records from Hyphy was produced by Lil Jon.
They come out. Why didn't that open the door to a flood of more records?
It did. It's just that the other artists didn't have the major PR teams. They didn't have the labels behind it pushing that agenda.
Yeah.
Nor did cats like myself could afford a Lil Jon beat at the time. It was just like Lil Jon was like, I'm fucking with you 40. I'm fucking with you Short because I've been fucking with y'all. But anybody else, I'm going to need about 50,000 for a beat. Nigga, like 50,000? Nigga, we making these beats at mama house. Like, I'm Santa's. Like, we ain't finna. Nigga, I made this song in my house, nigga.
Like, I wanted that shit to go. And, I'm very upset in my history. I have a lot of issues.
A lot.
Yeah. Because I purposely picked 2 genres of music that I fucking championed and I loved and I used to play on the radio.
Now, you really was playing the records. Like, right? I remember
I would get in trouble for Hyphy and all this UK shit.
Right.
Now, Skepta and all these UK artists are fucking popping off and they are getting amnesia
about who
the shit
played
they
do.
Now, right? I'll tell you this. I do remind people whenever I can, though.
Yeah,
that the SAS gigs run. Because people come to
Skepta.
Me. Because people will give me some credit because in the last year I started playing
not
shit.
Not Dizzy, not too much. Lethal Bizzle, all them do. And what's funny, and the reason why both... not too much, but yeah, okay. he was like a little...
Fuck with London. Like, I'm always over there.
He had, like, big pop too. Records at right. the time. The shit that I fucking love, and that's just my style, is why I love dancehall music and why I love Jersey Club, is because of the fucking energy.
The energy,
right?
Yeah, right.
That UK shit and that hyphy shit had very similar energy.
Yeah, the grunge and the music that they was doing
grime.
Was like... That's what I was going to say before I caught a brain freeze. DJ Shadow took us to London. Took us to London.
Your music would fit right in.
And it was crazy.
You know what that reminded me of?
What's that?
Shadow's here this week, and I was trying to link us with Shadow. Them? Well, we were, and then I don't know what happened
tomorrow.
To my last thing.
Like, DJ Shadow took us to London, and I'm glad you said he's here. I have to go take him out to eat. Like, he's the first person to take me to Europe. When he took me to Europe, I realized how fucking mad I was at myself for not capitalizing on this whole hypey shit, because it was huge.
When are we talking about that this happened?
Like, it was, this was 07, 08, so it was a little bit later. But it was fucking crazy, and like the whole...
Like, in London, there's, like, some street dudes that love hip-hop. They fuck with New York
SAS,
hip-hop.
My first time going to London, I reached out to him because I saw him in, like, what was the movie that Jay and... State Property.
Yeah.
It was in State Property. I got out there, I was like, I think it was like MySpace or something. I was like, yo, I gotta meet these niggas. I reached out to them, they reached back, Mega and Mayhem. I'm like, yo, where y'all at? I'm pulling up on y'all. Like, I'm gonna pull up.
Yeah.
I pulled up on them niggas, and them have been my brothers ever since. Every time I go to London, I go twice a year, I take my daughter twice
a
year.
They caught a raw deal. I tried to sign them back in before Rockefeller.
Bro, I love them dudes. Like, them dudes is so 100. I'm talking about they took me everywhere, bro. Yeah. Nando's. All the hoods, the East Social Club, down south. Like, we went to clubs, we went to the hoods. They was like, yo, son, you really, you out here by yourself? I'm just like, I'm fucking with y'all. And I love them dudes, man. So, it, like,
what was the Shadow thing? It was like a
show. It was a tour. Like, Shadow had did, like, two records. It was me, Turf Talk, and it was supposed to be Keek the Sneak, but he couldn't get his passport.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, we took this... Nup is the Gorilla Pino, where Nup had a record called I Got Grapes that was huge in the Bay, like the Stoners. So he took us out there. We did this record called Three Freaks, which was DJ Shadow's hyphy record. Mm. And the shit was just crazy, bro.
And you were doing your other records too, like,
we were performing
and they were going crazy.
The energy, like you say,
the energy, man.
The energy was just like,
because like the what I was saying, the New York real rap shit. There's like a scene for that in London and in the UK, like niggas who like Jadakiss and like rappers. But then like the grime niggas is all on that energy shit, so the hyphy shit just fit
the
perfectly.
Beat and played at full blast. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, so let's fast forward from the hyphy to what's going on now, which is I Am Sue.
No. You can't fat. No. Go back.
Okay, hold on.
Where's what's Yellow Bus?
The yellow
or
bus
short
was,
bus or whatever.
The yellow bus was just an extension of hyphy. It was like we going dumb. We going so dumb.
This is that
dumb.
Same year,
same
time, same era.
Like
okay.
This was what made me. This is what people hate me for, and this is what people love me for.
Okay,
because it was like my break off, like of saying, okay, I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna go full retarded. Yellow bus, no disrespect to anybody. You feel me? Yeah. You got to say that these things. You feel me?
You should.
They'll pull more than my SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Well said.
So I was like, I'm finna go yellow bus retarded. Yeah. So I started the whole.
They like this, so I'm gonna turn it all the way up.
I'm gonna go all the way up. Like, all the way up. You feel me? Like in a room full of only real niggas.
Right.
I'm going completely retarded. So I'm like, we're gonna push this yellow bus movement. So the yellow bus movement was just like, dude, we going full blast, really just crazy. All like bright
you
colors,
had like a bus, right?
Real bus,
shaking it like
on 26 inch rims. A real bus. We pulling up in the hood. There's so many speakers in the bus. So much loud music. It's retarded. Yeah. What I'm talking about. We pulling up, going to all the schools, slapping, bah, bah, bah. They like, oh my god, baby, them crazy. Where they pulling up now? Behind the bus, we got all our cars. So the cars, so you know, you got Benz,
brand new Benz, brand new scrapes, brand new, you feel me, old school.
Scrapes.
Like scrapers, Buicks, LeSabres.
Why are they scrapers?
Because they scrape the ground.
They scrape the ground when they ride. Scrape.
Wait, you make them scrape?
Yeah, because you, you're scraping, so your gas brake dip. So you scrape.
God, Siphon, what, you an idiot?
So you, now you got whistle tips on your joint.
Let me guess. You don't know what whistle tips are either.
I know. So when you're coming through the street, you
have to sit on the muffler.
On the muffler to make it whistle. Okay, yeah, yeah. You come.
Sounds pleasant.
You slide.
Horrible.
You sliding through, right? You're going crazy. You slapping, you knocking. Yeah,
it sounds amazing.
So everywhere we pulling up, Sy, if we pulling up 100 deep, it's 100 of us. Clubs hated us.
Everyone has cars in the
Everybody.
Bay. Yeah.
Like every, because
you know how New York, a lot of people don't have cars. A lot of people don't even know how to drive.
You have to drive.
You have to drive.
You have to drive. Right. Like you, everybody.
So everybody from the flyest, newest Benz that came out today to the crazy hoopty bucket.
All
it don't
like,
matter. That,
so we all starting the whole. It's called the hypey train. So when we pulling up, we calling out, yo, you got a show tonight, Keek? You got a show? Yeah, I got a show tonight. All right, cool. Boom, got the show. We pulling up because we know at a Keek the Sneak show, he's gonna let everybody else perform.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm talking about we come in 100, 200 deep.
By the way, I'm starting to see how now some problems could begin.
Yeah. So this is, so clubs are hating us at this point.
Right.
They're like, bro, come on, Fab.
Yeah.
Who you with? Bro, it's like 50 of us, bro. Come on, Fab. Come on, bro. And like, we can't do this tonight. Well, I ain't performing.
They got to get in.
So we got to go in. So that's how we doing it. We pulling up to the club 50, 100 deep. And they like, Fab, we can't let all these people in. And I'm like, all right, well, I ain't performing. I'll give you your money back. No, you can't let down all these fans. Like, oh, this, I'm talking about, we talking about sold out venues. Yeah. Crazy. Like, you feel me?
In
these
the Bay?
Thousands of people
or,
in the Bay.
Or other
like,
places. Would you drive?
And other places. And other places.
Would you drive the bus to LA?
To Portland?
We brought the bus to LA, All-Star Weekend. All-Star Weekend was that one of them years.
Mm-hmm.
Brought the bus out there. Pandemonium. It was. I'm talking about. We left a M mark so big. It was just like, yo, them niggas from the Bay.
Yeah.
Them Oakland niggas. Yo, them niggas is crazy.
Yeah.
Like so. Oh my God. I remember Vegas. Vegas All Star Weekend. We drove the bus. We went out there. Retarded deep. I'm talking about 500 deep. It was crazy. We pull up. We stopped the strip. The strip All-Star is shut.
I was there.
The strip. I think you were there.
I was there. Yeah. I was there with MTV.
And then SNS had the Puffy party that year, and he played a Bay Area set, and the club almost shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, he did like some Mr. Fab, Keep the Sneak, E40, Too Short, Pack. Wow. Bonkers. Like, yeah. Niggas went crazy.
I'm sure. I've seen that.
It was retarded. Till this day, SNS, me and SNS talk about that. He's just like, yo, that was might have been the greatest show ever.
Yeah.
Like, I just did a set. Not no one performing, not none of that, but we were so shocked to hear a New York DJ play us.
Well, there's a couple DJs that know how to research when they go somewhere, right?
Right? Yeah. Right.
But so, I remember I went to a party that weekend outside the strip, right? Because we were shooting for MTV.
Right.
And I don't know if Franny was playing... Fuck.
Shout out to Franny.
I forget who it was, but I went out to, and I looked around. I was like, oh, I'm not in Vegas. I'm in Vegas. You know what I'm saying?
You're in Vegas.
And
Las Vegas.
And they started playing all them records, and I was fucking going nuts, so, yo. I was like, I need all those records. All of them.
Bro, the energy was so crazy, bro.
It's too scary, though.
It was, oh, yeah, because it was.
It's too scary.
We didn't know how, because you got to think. That's why I say, when we fast forward, and we'll get to that, but when we fast forward, they took the violence out. And that's why a lot of these younger guys start winning.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. So back in your day,
it was also violent.
It was bad, though.
Violence. We were high.
And All-Star Weekend, people were getting beat up.
Easy. Easy.
People were just loose.
That's the problem.
What? I don't give a fuck. There's nothing.
When you tie the violence into that genre.
To that energy.
Yeah,
right. So you got to think. Hyphy was this. Hyphy was... high energy music, drugs, thugs on high energy music and drugs.
Yeah.
Street niggas with.
And young wild boys.
Young wild boys just not caring.
Yeah.
You tie all that in, it's a problem. Now, when we fast forward, They said, why didn't Hyphy win? Because the clubs start banning it.
Right.
The radio stops.
Same
start
with
banning
grime
it.
In London.
They
same
was like,
shit.
It's become
can't
it's
perform
too,
here.
It's,
yeah.
Y'all, I was getting told by club promoters and club owners, listen, Fab, if you do kicked out the club, I'm shutting the show down. I'm like, period. There are certain songs that I had that they would be like, if you do this song, we're stopping the show.
Right. And then you being a nutcase would end the show with that song.
I already got paid.
Yeah.
The fans want to hear it. This is one of the biggest songs at the time. I'm like, we're going to perform it. So as soon as I do it, I'll do it last or something. I'm like, man, y'all don't give a fuck about this club, man. You don't give a fuck about getting kicked out the club, nigga. Play that shit. Security run to the stage. No, I told you don't play this right. Club getting shut down. It's going crazy. It's fights. When gunshots was going on, that let us know that our show was popping. Your show wasn't popping if nobody got beat up.
Okay, this sounds amazing. This sounds amazing history-wise. Like,
but at the time, the
folklore sounds amazing. Business-wise, nobody tapped
business.
You on the shoulder?
We were capitalizing.
Where's Desmond?
We were.
Where's Desmond?
Probably fighting. Probably on the side. You had Nooch.
Nobody
Desmond.
Said, "Hey,
you had
we want to come back."
Stretch would always be like, "Listen, Fab." Stretch was like,
"Stretch, that he be with I Am Sue now."
Yeah, yeah. That's like, you feel me?
Yep.
That's big bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So Stretch like manages everybody now.
Yeah.
Like at the time, Stretch was just my manager. Like Stretch came in the game with me. That was just my manager. And it would be things like, he would be like, who's the guy, Paul, on the Eminem skits?
Mm-hmm. Paul Rosenberg.
He would be like him, like, listen, Fab, we're doing shows. We have 20 shows lined up. They got 5,000 piece for us, but they're telling us that you can't perform this record. If you perform this record, they're going to cancel the rest of the shows. We're only going to get this mile. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing the show if I can't do this song. Fuck, man. You're fucking killing me, man. Like,
so in retrospect, how do you look at the decisions to do
it? I'd never change it because I would be able to talk about this. I would never, anything that I've done in life gave me an experience. That experience taught me a lesson. Would the me now do it? Not at all, because I'm more business respective and my mind state is totally changed. But the me then, I had to do it so I can gain these experiences. I can gain.
I get it. I get what you're
saying.
What I'm saying?
So I would never change anything that I've done in life, good or bad, based off the fact of it taught me these valuable lessons. But I'd rather die with memories than dreams.
What about, we don't normally ask.
I'm getting that as a tattoo.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I'd rather die with memories than dreams. That was names.
That's fine. You said that before, or you just came
nah,
over
that? That's freestyle.
No.
Yeah. True story.
You've never said that before.
Nah.
That
I'd rather die with memories than dreams.
That's the name of your book, son.
Bro, that's a mage.
All right, so where's.
Wait, hold on one second before I forget, real quick, sorry.
Okay.
We don't normally ask about these kind of things. What about the situation with you and our guy Mustard? Is that clean?
Yeah, we clean. We clean now, man. We had a chance to talk shortly after the incident and the situation.
Yeah, that wasn't nice.
And for us to talk about it, man, was something that we could have done before the incident cracked off. Me being the person that I am, I'm an impulsive person. So if I see something, I'm going to react instantly. And if I see an opportunity, I'm going to go after it. I walked into a lion's den by myself, like 30 niggas on stage, and was just like, my nigga like, cuz what you doing? Cuz mama, don't even trip. He like,
when I hear someone mumble that much, I know it's a problem.
He was like, cuz I know you. You got a look in your eye. What are you doing?
Well, you're not. No. You're not enunciating. I can't hear the words you're saying.
Don't trip. It's good. It's never good when someone says it's good.
Nah, don't trip.
Like,
don't
trip.
Why would I trip?
Whenever a nigga says, don't trip, it's good.
Nope.
It's never good. It's
never good. Why would you say don't trip? Of course I'm not going to trip because I'm not doing anything.
It's never good. So I go up to the stage. My brother was there. He like, bro, what you doing, bro? I walk up to the stage. Mustard starting his set. He doesn't even know. Now, I've used who I am to get past security, to get past everybody.
Of course.
So when you turn around, you're DJing. When you turn around, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
What did he know? Was there an issue before that?
He knew.
It was something said that was on the radio. Something was said on a radio interview, back and forth from both parties, and I was trying to gain some clarity. Like, so I approached him.
Okay. Well, there was already something before that.
Yeah, it was already something before. Yeah. So he's like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
For one, he's at his security. Like, how the fuck did you let him get right here? But I done did the, hey, what's up with you, boy? Hey, man, I just want to holler at you. It's good. It's never good.
It wasn't good.
So when I walked up to him, I'm like, yo, you gotta holler at me. What's going on? He's like, what? Like, for one, he can't really hear me.
Because
he's DJing.
right.
He's just starting his set. He has one headphone on. He's like, really, not all he sees is my expression. And it's not, hey.
It's not warm and fuzzy. Like, you were giving a security guard.
Expression. Yeah. He's just like, nigga, what? Like, what is you saying, nigga? Boom, 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 boom. Rumble, 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 rumble. Come out. We walk out the club. I walk out. My nigga's like, bro, you might be the craziest nigga on earth. Why did you do that? What was going on? Do you know what you just started? Oh, my God, it's finna be crazy. It's finna be a Bay and L.A. war. It's fall. It's finna be crazy. I'm getting calls from every killer that's in my phone and that I know. What the fuck are you doing? What happened? I'm on my way there. No. I don't want anybody to get hurt on behalf of my bullshit. Maybe I shouldn't have did it. Couple days go forth, back and forth. I'm talking about killers from all over California are calling. And some in my defense, some worrying what the hell is wrong with me. What am I doing? LA niggas is calling, like, yo, what the hell is going on?
Are you getting bad calls also?
It's bad calls, it's good calls, it's
calls galore.
It's all kind of calls. It's okay, calls. Now the footage has aired. So now there's certain, you know, there was the original footage, and then it was the footage that was put out that was like the footage that had been edited and shit like that. So now it has me looking like it was bad. Like, and it's like, nigga, what they did? What? I'm like, hold on, nigga, we going to LA right now. Nigga, 50 deep, fuck it. Where's the next show at?
Right.
And I'm like, no, I don't see. You don't see the part where I started the bullshit. And all, you know what I'm saying? So fast forward. I get a phone call from a very influential person in LA whose brother is one of my close friends. And he just so happens to be from Oakland. So he calls me. He's like, little bruh, Mustard is like my nephew, godson, whatever. We're family. Y'all about to talk. You can't tell a nigga like this you're not about to talk.
Right.
So he's like, all right, Uncle. It's good, Uncle. It's good. Now it's really good because it's good. Mm-hmm. This he's calling. He calls Mustard. He's like, hold on, nigga. Boom, boom. Now all this whole time, nobody seems like they can get Mustard on the phone. Bow! He gets Mustard on the phone ASAP. Me and Mustard talk. What's up, man? What's up? I'm like, all right, boom, okay. Let's let the egos go out the wall. I was wrong. You was wrong. Who was wrong? Whatever. We're not worried about who was wrong, who's right. The best thing for us to do is say, fuck the bullshit. Let's move forward from this. We don't have to be best friends. We don't have to do music. But let's make it public that we're not on no bullshit. It was what it was. Whatever happened. I went and did what I did. Your security team did what they did in protecting for you. That's why you know what I'm saying? That's who you are. That's why they're there, to make sure things like that don't happen. Our main thing is to make sure that this doesn't escalate and go from a DJ Mustard, Mr. Fab thing to an Oakland, Bay Area, LA thing. Because now you start back and you create the separatism of the coast again.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Had just gotten back together,
which
finally.
Finally, and winning,
and the West Coast doing well.
That West Coast movement around that
just
time
got
was,
back
yeah.
together. It was finally the first time that niggas in the Bay and niggas in L.A. really actually got along.
Yeah, that California
and
shit
had the same
moving.
Mutual music sound. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So what it was like, the Young California, Charisma, and A-Man, they were just like, fuck Fab, you fucked up some shit. This was Mustard's time in the Bay, and we were bringing everybody together, and you go do this bullshit. So now I look like the old bitter rapper that's mad because they're not playing my music. They're not playing the, you know what I'm saying? So I look, from the looks of it, I look like, okay, you just mad because these young guys is doing what they're doing and we're not including you in this Young California movement. And it was never that. It was honestly something between. I wanted some clarity between he and I. But me not being mindful of the bigger picture because I was so into, I was in my feelings of like, nigga, hold on, bro. You got me fucked up, bro. I went and did some bullshit. You feel me? Now we can be open and admit it. So being the man that I am, we talked, we squashed the bullshit, we move forward. back to the regularly scheduled program of what can we do to further California's music.
His sound? Well, that's how it started?
It started from a reference of saying, when we were doing Bay Area music, it was just Bay Area music. When Hyphy was getting done in the Bay, it was just Hyphy music.
I don't know anything about the situation.
Right.
What I know is that, I'm going to tell you this, though. The younger generation don't have those lines like we used to have. The internet made the world so small.
Right.
People don't know they taking a style or influence from a style because it's all kind of together now.
Right.
These kids, they listen to everything and it's just music. You know what I'm saying? They don't know that's South music. Right. That's Bay music.
That's like people who, the old people here who hate on Rocky when Rocky first came out.
Yeah.
They didn't understand
he on some Houston shit.
He listened to Houston music. I don't know if you know this, but when Rocky
Was huge.
When Rocky was growing up, New York wasn't running shit.
Yeah.
Houston, Atlanta was running shit.
Houston was huge. Houston
was like, no, I don't want to hear the popular music. I only want to hear New York music. Yeah. That's how it works.
Right. And that's how it was. Like, I was caught in of saying, wait a minute, like, dude, like, why? Because my whole thing was, why is it when we were doing Bay Area music and creating this sound, like it seems like everybody can rep the Bay but someone from the Bay? So now that when we're doing it now, okay, you're just on some Bay Area shit. It's like, dude, the same sound is the sound that's running the country right now. This is the world sound.
But because the guys from LA is getting all the credit.
So I'm like, so now it's not just a Bay thing, it's a West Coast thing.
Mm-hmm.
So me at that time, I'm like, yo, man, nigga, that's some Bay shit. So when things fast forward, niggas is like, nah, nigga, that's some LA shit. That's what I'm like, are you fucking serious? So certain things were being said and yada, 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 which, you know, well, the whole thing is we have to understand that. And we both understand that if somebody is winning, if these other guys are winning, if Hyphy had to be the sacrificial lamb for this sonic sound to be delivered to the rest of the world, then so be it. Tell the story on VH1, nigga. Make money from it years later, whatever it is. Like me now, it's not about a financial gripe because I'm good. Like, I'm chilling. So it was just more so like, damn, like, on some Ronnie Dangerfield shit, like, damn, like, it's no respect, man. What a respect at? Put some respect on it.
Put some respect on your name.
For real, man. But now I'm like, I ain't tripping, man. We good. Today in the Bay Area, it's some great music going on. Like the I Am Sues, the Tayways, the Mozzies, the Filthy Riches, the Jay Stylins, the Kamayas. And these may be people in here like, who the fuck are those people that you just named? But they're the hottest shit.
Yeah, this is some hot shit right now.
Like, if you listen to their music, they're the hottest shit in the streets. And it's the same sound. It's the same energy. It's the same vibe. But they like kind of like remove the drugs and violence. So now it's having fun, the party shit. So it's dope, man. So it's good to, the Bay Area is in a great spot right now. California in general.
It's true. Hey, Saif, guess what?
What's that?
We got to go.
Where are we going?
Well, I have to go to work.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
I got to get ready. I got to get my set ready for my J-Lo pool party.
Wait, baby. Wait, didn't you do one?
What?
Shit.
Didn't you just have one last week? That wasn't J-Lo.
That wasn't J-Lo. This is the J-Lo. Hello.
When is that one? J-Lo's this weekend.
Sunday.
Is Memorial it on the
Day
block?
Weekend. Memorial Day weekend in Vegas. You can't come.
No, he's on 100
real niggas in the room.
No. Absolutely 100% no disrespect. With some real niggas in the room with you. But I am trying to establish something in my life. And this is Dre's. You been to Dre's in Vegas?
Yeah, for sure.
You could come at night. We could go hang out.
Yeah, but during the day.
After the pool party. Whoever's there, Future or
Fab every week. Fab owns Dre's.
He's always there. Who's ever there? Sure.
We going to hang out, and I would love to hang out with you. But from 2 p.m. to 7, y'all can't come.
Yo, it's true, though. Fab literally may have stock in Dre's.
Yeah, Fab was
there
all the
time. No, they got a bunch
of
residencies. Future, Trey Songz, Fab. There's a couple other people that got residencies out. Chris Brown.
Wait. So they have residencies to basically like just show up and hit
artists,
a few songs.
Hosts. Yeah, hosts.
Every month. Yeah, like they. Yeah,
they host. But I heard when Chris plays, he really goes.
No, they perform. They go in.
That's crazy. Like it'd be
so
crazy.
We got it. We were in a, when I was in Vegas for the fight a few weeks ago. My wife and I ended up in a cab, and we started talking about what's the name of the casino again that Dre's in?
Cromwell.
The Cromwell. So we're looking at it and talking about something, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, they redid it. It used to be the Trop.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, or not the Trop. It used to be Sahara.
Sahara.
And I was like, wow, that used to be the Sahara. That was my little cheap Vegas spot. Like, right. I loved the Sahara. It was huge. Yeah, $60. The Flamingo's still there.
No, was it the Sahara?
I think it was the Sahara.
Nah, Dre's was on the corner.
Right.
It was
You're right. Sahara is now
Sahara's was down all the way.
Further. Hold on, but so what's the new most popping? What's another new one at that end that's popping? That's what Sahara became.
Not the Wind.
Nah, newer than that. Newer.
Not Aria.
Aria. It might be Aria.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of them. So Sahara's one of the new ones.
Cosmopolitan. Right. No.
The Cosmopolitan or the Aria. It's around
No, but it's not Cosmopolitan because it's further
Treasure
down.
Island Jet?
Cosmopolitan's in the middle. Anyways.
You're right.
So I see Cromwell. We're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And the cab driver's like, yeah, you know, it's beautiful on the inside, but I don't know. I don't like what they're doing with the club. I don't like the clientele.
Too
the clientele
niggers.
That it's like, he didn't say that.
Too many niggers.
That's what he said.
Just small talk version of it.
Small. So my wife and I go, so we hear it. Both of us notice it. And I'm like, And then my wife's like, where did you say Chris Brown and Fabulous were playing this weekend for Chris Brown's birthday?
Right.
And I was like, they're Dre's. And he was like, Dre's. Yeah, that's the club in the Cromwell. I was like, you son of a bitch. Of course you don't like the clients.
Where's Uber? Yo, fuck this only, cab.
It was the only spot that brought hip-hop back
for
the
real,
the
and
real way.
You can do it there.
I met Victor Dre, yo.
Who owns Dre's.
Yeah. And Quincy Jones was there. I was hanging with the Godson, Nas.
Wait, so did you just go for fun?
Well, I went because I'm
You had
be
another
there.
Gig. You had
yeah,
a different
the
gig.
Other day. But I went with Nas. I went with Green Lantern. And I wanted to meet the people because I was going
to
be there next week.
Yeah, wait a second.
I always try to do. I always try to do research.
So when you talk to Nas, you talk to Nas?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He knows you?
I spoke to him only about Juan Epp.
And what did you say?
I said, listen. I said I don't know who my co-host been talking to, Peter Rosenberg. And I said, who manages you now, so I could get the info, whatever. I said, I don't know.
Anthony.
Yeah, Anthony. Yep.
Okay.
I said, I don't know who's been talking to you, but I said my partner's been trying to get you on our podcast. For the longest, yo. And I was like, we really want you on. I want to let you know we talk about that real shit. We get into deep history. We want to know where you were when you wrote New York State of Mind. Like, I don't want to know about no drama. I said, I won't even ask you about Ether. I don't give a fuck. We want to know some real shit. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's set it up. What does that mean?
What I don't does know. That mean?
What does it mean?
That
I don't
means
know.
That you were talking to him small talk.
Yeah. It was, he saw small talk.
He hit you with the small talk. That's just like saying, it's good.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Don't trip, it's good.
Don't trip, it's good. No, Sike, don't trip.
I got you, it's good.
Sike, don't trip. We're going to do your little podcast. Don't trip.
Yo, May 27th, Son of a Pimp 2, this Friday comes out, man. Make sure you check it out. Like the album features Raekwon, Kendrick Lamar.
Everybody.
Pete Snoop Dogg, Pete Rock, Jake One. It's crazy, man.
And
so,
I'm going to tell you right now,
some real hip-hop shit.
You won. Unfortunately, like I said, no one's going to hear this podcast just for the three of us, but you're going to win over you won over a lot of people who probably weren't that familiar with you before this podcast.
Dope,
this was
dope.
An amazing story. This was fantastic.
So we have to get it and get iTunes back up.
No, just the three of us. I think it's fine for us. Okay. Now, Scythe, this Friday night.
Yes, Friday night. We in the Hamptons. Are you going to be here Friday?
I leave Friday morning.
You can't come to
I can't. I have rich friends that live in the Hamptons.
You can come to the Hamptons.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You can come to the Hamptons. Because Fat Joe's going to be there.
All the way
I would
up.
Love to bring y'all.
All the way up.
You can't fuck up my J-Lo shit. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, and you know, by the way, you know, the Beta Vegas weekend party situation pops off. So he might get another 50 people to come too.
If I saw, like, the Dre's has the elevator where you come, if I seen you come up the elevator, I'm just pulling the fire alarm, yo.
That's
like,
it.
Oh, they here? Party done.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Yo, hold on.
Thank
we didn't shout out. Real. So we had Southampton AM.
Southampton AM Friday night.
Memorial Day weekend.
In the Hamptons. And then no one here is invited to Sive's party Saturday.
Sunday.
No.
In Vegas.
Nobody.
No one's invited.
No. Unless you're a cute Spanish girl. Then
why
I'll
the Spanish? Because J-Lo?
Yeah, like if you like, oh my God, I love J-Lo. Can I come
with
you?
What if you're dark skin with filters?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah, what if you're dark skin but you use good filters on your IG?
You look Dominican.
Fine. Girls, no bay girls.
Why no bay girls?
No, I'm a. What's the song?
No.
Wait,
no,
what's the song?
No, wait.
No.
What's the song you said? What was one of the songs you said makes everyone go crazy? What's the one you say you can't perform at? You
kicked
can't
out the club.
Okay, if I ask a girl, oh, you like that song, Kicked Out the Club? And she says yes?
She's no.
She's kicked out the club.
Yeah, out of here.
100.